it's like a baseball, kind of like a baseball bat, but it worked. And we use it to hit people on slick, you know, beating them clothes with it. And we had an old big trough too. That's what you want to know. We had an old big bowl, as you call a watering trough. And that's what we washed in. And we had those tubs to wrench them in. But we had one that my father fixed his own self, hewed it out of some kind of oak or something, I don't know, just what it was. And then we had a big old wash pot, and we boiled the clothes in that.
Then after you
washed
them and dried them, then what would you have to do?
We had an old wood iron that we'd heat on the stove around the chimney. Yeah, where you was talking about sitting things, sit there and heat the iron, so smoothing iron they called it. It was cast iron, and that's where you use that, hand iron.
Sarah, one word you'd use to talk about washing and ironing together?
No, I don't think.
But say, nowadays in town, say if a man lived alone, where might he send his clothes to get his shirts?
Oh, like a laundry.
Okay. Would you use that word laundry?
We didn't know nothing about that.
Okay.
We done all our laundry ourselves. So we didn't know about that.
Say, a little room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
It'd be an attic.
Okay. And, you said your kitchen was separate from the rest of your house?
I said it would be an attic. Now, we didn't have no attic, but that would be an attic if a house was built that way. Well, see, ours wasn't no two-story house at all, no kind. It was just that flat pop house like I was telling you about. See, ours did. But the kitchen set off from the house. But it was just one straight kitchen.
Yeah,
we had a smokehouse behind the kitchen where we smoked our own meat and stuff like that.
Have you ever heard another name for kitchen? Have you ever heard it called cookhouse or stove room or kitchen house?
No, not then, but now it's kitchenette and things like that.
Okay.
But not back in there, they'd say kitchen.
Where'd you keep canned things that you canned?
Oh, my mother had a bunch of shelves in the kitchen, in the smokehouse. My father built in there, and she put it in there. A jarred mostly is what she done jarred.
How about a little room off the kitchen where you might keep things?
No, we didn't have nothing like that.
Do you know what that'd be called?
Pantry.
But you didn't have one of those?
We had a cabinet in there to keep our canned goods and things in. It's not where no little building. It was just a place that we had in the kitchen, like our cabinets and things is now.
Did you ever hear of a safe?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
It was something like a cabinet, and it was built with a screen like on my door there. Mm-hmm. The doors were screen.
And you call that a
safe, and no. They keep canned goods in that, and their flour and stuff like that in there. Mm-hmm. Dry beans and things that they wanted to. Most anything. Mm-hmm. And their plates, the cups, and that's what Mama kept her cups and saucers and things like that in.
Say if you had a lot of old worthless things that you were gonna throw away, but you haven't thrown away yet, like old worthless furniture and stuff. Where